Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Cooper. Today's service is brought to you by A Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ Part 1, both books written by me, Franklin Donnie D. Lewis. Available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Sleepers.com, anywhere you get your books online or bookstores. Our phone number here is 515-602-9603. That's 515-602-9603. And this is, like I said, Fellowship in the Word. Good morning, Pastor Cooper.
Good morning, Brother Lewis, and good morning to anyone else who may be on the line.
Good morning.
I am extremely glad to be here today. A lot of changes sometimes, and we have to realize that this thing that we are experiencing called life is a battlefield. You're always, amen, as long as you're seeking the Lord, it feels like you're in battle, because there are things that the Lord is trying to give you and has given us that the enemy, the adversary, which I hate to talk about so soon, does not want you to have. And he'll go through any length to keep you from receiving what God has given to you by inheritance. There's some things that God has given to you that are just yours. They belong to you. And anything God says in his word that he gave you, it's yours.
Amen.
It belongs to you. It belongs to you, and no one can take it. So you certainly don't want to give it away.
No.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The script of Revelation where Jesus is saying, behold, I come quickly. He said, and hold fast. That means hold on tight to that which you have. And let no man take your crown. Hold on fast to those things that God has given us. And don't let anyone take your crown.
Amen.
Amen. These things belong to you. And if God gave them to us by promise, they're yours, they're mine, and they're everyone who has faith to believe. Amen.
Amen.
So while we're on the line on this short period of time today, I want to take a moment and just say a quick prayer, and I'm going to pray that the Lord will, I'm praying, Lord, that you will meet us at the point of our needs. We all have different needs. Even if your pocket is full, you can still be needy, and we all have different needs. So I ask you to meet us at the point of our need right now in Jesus' name, and give us an ear to hear what your spirit, what the Holy Spirit of God, which is you, or saying to your people, the church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 You know, there's an expression, and it's a carnal expression. It's not a biblical expression. It's a worldly expression. And I heard it even mentioned today while I was watching the TV. And it says, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And, you know, in the natural, that may be so. But in the spirit, nothing could be farther from the truth. Amen?
Amen?
I'd like to read a scripture to you to confirm what I'm saying. It's found in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 31. And we're talking about perfection today, something that the world has taught people that nobody's perfect. So with that lie that's been handed down from generation to generation to generation, people have bit into it and have begun to actually believe that no one is perfect. But God is. And the scripture says, as for God, his way is perfect. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is tried He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. That's what it's going to require. It's going to require trusting in the Lord in order to be made perfect. Praise God, hallelujah. Yes. As I look back,
amen.
As I look back and I'm reading in Deuteronomy chapter number 8, I'm looking at the 6th verse. It says, therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. So he's telling us, amen, that he wants us to walk in his ways. Now the scripture in 2 Samuel said his ways are perfect. So he's encouraging us to walk in his ways because his desire is that we be perfected. What does it mean to be perfected? It means living your life without any form, any type of imperfection whatsoever. Oh, that's bold, and that's strong, but it's not wrong. Because mm-hmm. there are no imperfections in God. If his way is perfect, everything about God is perfect. And when we walk in his ways, then we're walking in perfection. Hallelujah. We're walking in perfection. And so he wants us to practice and get the mindset of perfection because it is a possibility. Deuteronomy again, chapter 10, verse 12. I hope I'm calling this out right. Praise God. It says, and now Israel, talking about the people of God, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? This is a requirement. But to fear the Lord thy God, that's to reverence him, and to walk in all his ways. Now, if his way is perfect, then all his ways are perfect. And he's requiring us, the people of God, to do this because we have the wherewithal, we have the potential to do just that. We truly have it now in Jesus Christ, and we truly have it in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So we have to learn, amen, that we have been given this, amen, as a way to be.
Yeah.
And so we need to cancel out these hand-me-downs. A lot of hand-me-downs are good, but some of the hand-me-downs just are not good. And that thing about, oh, well, you know, it's okay. Nobody perfect has to go. It has to go. And we need to make up in our mind, amen, there'll be no more hand-me-downs. Because if it's not the truth, I don't want it. I don't care who's giving it to me. I don't care where it came from. I don't want it if it's not the truth. That takes boldness. Because some people are comfortable with hand-me-downs. And some people refuse to, you don't understand, but that's what Ain't in them told me, so I got to believe that. Well, that's okay, but maybe somebody misinformed them. The truth is the only thing you need to, amen, make yours. And when you make the truth yours, amen, you will be made free. And yes,
amen.
We can be perfected. You know, for too long, people of God, we have been settling for things. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Settling for this, settling for that, thinking that's just the way it is. And then even blaming it on God. Well, you know, God does, God has a way of doing things, and God, don't blame imperfections on God.
No.
Imperfections are not God's fault. Imperfections are not God at all. Praise God, hallelujah. Go with me, if you would, to Matthew. Jesus is speaking to us now. In the book of Matthew, and I want to call it right, but I haven't gotten there yet. We're getting technology together to where I can scream in the microphone and turn pages at the same time. But go to Matthew. It just came to me. Matthew chapter 5 and read the last verse. The Bible says, and I hope you can hear me, and if you can hear me, say amen, somebody, because we're on the telephone. I can see your
face. Amen. Amen.
But it says,
amen.
But it says, Jesus is saying, be ye therefore perfect, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. Now, who better than Jesus could give us a command like that?
No one.
Because he understands our potential. He understands our identity. He understands our construction. He understands how we were created. And no one, absolutely no one, identifies with God like Jesus.
Amen.
And he's telling us, amen, that this is the way you were supposed to walk because this is the way you were made. And he's not ashamed of walking that way because he said, I and my Father are one. So he doesn't mind, amen, expressing to us the need to be perfect.
Amen.
And he's made a way for us to be perfect, amen. He died on the cross, amen. He took all of our imperfections, which are sins. And sins are imperfections. He took all of our sins to the cross and paid
yes.
the price for sin. Because if you know like I know, the wages of sin is death. So
yes.
for the sins, amen, that man was born into, for the sins, amen, of the whole world, somebody had to die.
Amen.
And Jesus took that role and he played that part. And he became sin, the Bible says, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. All this
Amen.
In the Bible. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I just quoted it to you. We became the righteousness of God when he became sin, when he became the sin of the whole world, and that we received what he did by faith, then we became the righteousness of God. And, you know, this thing is real nice about Easter Sunday because it comes once a year. You know, everybody celebrates Easter. The bunny and all
yeah.
that has got to go. The baskets and all that. Because the truth about Easter is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, amen, who gave his life on the cross for all of our imperfections that we might become perfect like he is.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
How many know righteousness is perfection?
Yes.
So the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. Everything about you is become new. There's no more old things in you when you are in Christ. Because everything about Christ, amen, depicts the newness of life that God wants us to walk in. He wants us to walk in perfection. No longer do we have to walk in sin. No longer do we have to be burdened down by imperfections. Everything wrong is now right in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I got to say this because if you don't say it, amen, some more of those hand-me-downs will come down in people's minds and say, yeah, but you don't know, Auntie so-and-so gave me this. I got to. A grandma. And, you know, we love grandmothers and we love aunties and we love uncles. We love everybody, amen, but we still have to love Jesus if we want to know the truth.
Yes, amen.
Jesus would say things, and they were the truth, and he didn't care if anybody liked it or not. As a matter of fact, he knew when he said these things that he was going to cause, amen, a disturbance.
Yes.
There's a scripture in the Bible where Jesus said that he did not come to bring peace but a sword. He knew when he started speaking because he came to change things. He knew it was going to cause dissension in the families.
And it did.
Yes.
In the families. And it still does.
Yes.
Jesus said in John 10:30, he made a bold statement. Let's go there. I like to read this. He made a bold statement. John 10:30. And he's describing, amen, because he wants people to know, even if it means, amen, they may try to hurt him. That's what you call great faith. Hallelujah. That's what you call great faith. It makes a difference, amen. He said these words. And I'm reading up until verse 30. But it says in verse 29, my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. See, Jesus had a real understanding of the Father, and he had a comfort, amen, talking about the Father, because he knew everything he said was the truth. And if you really want God to have your back, tell the truth. So he just told the truth. He simply told the truth. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I'm telling you, he's letting you know what time it is. With eternal life, you'll never perish. This is why we need to lead people to Jesus Christ, praise the living God. We need to do it right now. This should be our main mission, leading people to know Jesus Christ so we can live the quality and the quantity of life that God intends for us to live. Eternity, amen, is infinite quantity.
Amen. Yes.
And he's letting you know, amen, that his sheep hear my voice and know them, and they follow me, and I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. I repeat, never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Again, I'm going to read, my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Just try it. Then he goes on to say, I and my Father are one. So when I'm talking about Father, I'm talking about me. When I'm talking about the Father, I'm talking about me. I'm not ashamed to tell it because I and my Father are one. That's as perfect as you can get. That's the relationship that Jesus Christ knows that God wants to have with him. And that's the relationship that Jesus Christ knows that God wants to have with us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He wants us to have that same level of intimacy with God, where we are one with him. He doesn't want us to be scattered. Anything not one with God, it means we're scattered and we're lost.
Yes.
Jesus, the good shepherd, he came to seek out the lost sheep so we wouldn't have to be lost anymore, because our place is not out there somewhere. Our place is supposed to be one with God.
Amen. Yes.
Now, when you're one with God, he's got your back. He has your back. He has your back so much that no matter what your injury, what your condition is, amen, when you become unified with him and you walk in total and perfect unity with God, your issue becomes his issue. Whether it's a back pain, a shoulder pain, a neck pain, whatever the issue is, because yours becomes his, and his becomes yours. And I don't know if you know it like I do, but there ain't no back pains in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So what we have to do as responsible people of God, we have to not only receive it for ourselves, but we have to get to the place where we make a commitment to do it as a responsibility and lead as many people to Jesus Christ as we can, because there's no need waiting until it's too late. Let's do it right now.
Yes. Amen.
The boys on the street, the girls on the street, the children, the youth. If we don't reach the youth, amen, the church has no tomorrow. And there's absolutely no reason whatsoever why the youth cannot be reached for Jesus Christ, because they're in turmoil and they're toiling and striving with this, that, and the other, and don't know how they're going to make it. And here's God, amen, with a barrel full of everything with their name on it. And all you have to do is just receive him. And Jesus said, everything you need will be added unto you.
Amen.
He wants us to walk in perfection. He said, be ye perfect, even as your Father is perfect. The young people need to know this. The old people need to know this. You're never too old, amen. I don't care if you're 9 or 99. you can still receive this message.
Yes, amen.
It's time that we've made up in our mind that being church folk and being Christian is more than just a name we call ourselves. It's a job. It's a responsibility. We have to go into all the world and let somebody know, amen, about the virtues of being in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because if you don't tell them, who will? And please, please, don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today, praise God.
Yes, yes, amen.
He wants you to walk in perfection. God said we're to walk in all his ways. And the Bible said his ways are perfect.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Again, I'm going to quote 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, I love this scripture. If any man be in Christ, he or she, doesn't matter, he, meaning he, is a new creature. You're a brand new creation, totally and completely reconstructed. Nothing like you used to be. He said, a new creature. He said, old things are passed away. All that old stuff,
yes.
All those imperfections. You know what I mean? Sickness, disease, anger, bitterness, hate, contention, poverty, lack, sorrow, pain, all that old stuff, all those old imperfections, they're passed away.
Amen.
And he says, all things are become new. Start thinking new. It's time we start taking on the new mindset. Because
yes.
New encompasses everything that pertains to you. Amen. From your attitude, from your mindset, amen, praise the living God, even the house you live in, even the car you drive, new means everything. He didn't say only certain things become new. He said all things are become new.
Amen.
And it's time we start walking in this newness of life because God doesn't want us to have imperfections any longer. He wants all the imperfect parts about our lives, amen, to be passed away. He wants all things, everything about us now to become new, even our attitudes.
Yes.
I don't know who I'm speaking to, but somebody can use a new attitude right about now.
Yes, indeed.